All right, good afternoon, everyone. It's really interesting. Last week, I've been on the road for a little while. So last week, I was at GDC 2010 giving a similar presentation. And one of the really interesting things, I think, is this explosion of growth in the mobile industry. We've seen all kinds of people writing games and applications for all types of platforms out there today. But really, the rules of software development still apply, whether you're talking about games or applications. Customers want to bring their games to market quickly. They want to be productive when they write those games, and certainly just want to have a real fun experience while doing it. With XNA Game Studio 4.0, we're really bringing the best of .NET and game development to Windows Phone 7 series, Windows PCs, and the Xbox 360. To take a look at a little about what we'll cover today, is this session is really designed to be kind of a high-level overview of the ecosystem that exists for game development on Windows Phone 7 series. We'll talk about Xbox Live and the ecosystem that exists there, the XNA framework, and certainly leave you with a call to action and how you can get started today. This is a look at the Games Hub featuring Xbox Live, so you can see the panoramic experience that exists for games. We have your persona and identity on Xbox Live through your gamer tag and your avatar. The concept of requests and asynchronous gaming that comes through the Games Hub. Your collection, which is really important, so having all of your games on the device in one place. And then the spotlight, so being able to call out content or what's new in this ecosystem, in this community. Really, with Xbox Live, we're taking the best Xbox Live services and bringing them to the Windows Phone 7 series. For this release, we've really focused around this concept of your identity and the rewards you get by being a member of Xbox Live. So having access to the gamer tag, my friends, certainly achievements is a key experience that we're enabling on Windows Phone 7 series. And then merchandising. So really, what we're trying to do is create this great ecosystem as really making games a first-class citizen on the device. One of the things for Xbox Live-enabled games is to be an Xbox Live-enabled game, you need to have a partnership with Microsoft in some capacity, or you need to be working with a game publisher who has a partnership with Microsoft. That said, there's actually two key ways if you want to use Xbox Live that you can. And the first one is the ability to find a publisher. There's lots of them out there. They're interested in great content. The other one is Microsoft is also interested in partnering with you for your great games. And what we've done is we set up this email address, wpgames@microsoft.com, that you can email with your submission concept and be able to pitch that idea and use the best that Xbox Live has to offer. I will call out a little bit that, please, that's designed to really submit your game ideas, not necessarily what you'd like to see on the platform. We did that at GDC, and we said got a lot of ideas back that were like, oh, I'd love to see Game X on the platform. But this is for you to really submit your game ideas and to partner with us to use the best Xbox Live services that we have on Windows Phone 7 series. Whether you choose to use Xbox Live or not, you can still absolutely use XNA Game Studio 4.0 and make your games available for purchase on the phone. And you do that through Marketplace, which they discussed earlier today. And certainly you'll find more about that process at developer.windowsphone.com. One of the things that we constantly heard from developers, and really game developers specifically, is that they wanted a consistent hardware target. That being providing different versions of their game for different screen resolutions, different orientations, different input, is really difficult and leads them not to be as productive or profitable on the platform. And one of the things that we've done from the get-go is really provided a consistent set of hardware targets that a vendor needs to meet in order to build a Windows Phone 7 series device. So as you may have heard in other sessions today, we have one resolution at launch, which is 480 by 800. And one will follow shortly after, which is 320 by 480. And I'll talk more about how, through XNA Game Studio, we've actually made dealing with those differences in resolutions a lot easier. We have the same touch input that's consistent across all devices and was designed really with gaming in mind. And then consistent processor GPU across all the devices, as well as the same available RAM for games. Really, one of the few things that you have the ability to customize as a hardware vendor is the concept of an optional keyboard. Certainly, for games, we think that you should rely on touch input as opposed to anything else so that customers get a consistent gaming experience across any device that they may own powered by Windows Phone 7 series. Again, you may be familiar with this concept, but there are really two experience frameworks that we have on the device. The first one is Silverlight, and it's really designed to be an event-driven application model, and really is kind of designed with application development in mind. That said, you can use Silverlight for applications or games. XNA, to be analogous to that, really uses this concept of a high-performance game loop, which we'll talk a lot more about, and really is designed around creating rich 2D and 3D games. But as with Silverlight, you can really use that to create applications as well. And we'll talk more and deeper about how those frameworks overlap with each other and then the decisions you need to make as a developer on which framework you choose. Really, if there's three key concepts that I'd like you to take away from this presentation about XNA Game Studio 4.0, it's the three key points here. That for game development, XNA Game Studio 4.0 is powerful, it allows you to be productive as a developer, and it's designed to be portable across devices. If you're not familiar with XNA Game Studio today, really it was designed around the goal of making game development easier and really allow you as a game developer to focus on being a game developer, not worrying about the underlying technology, the plumbing, how do you set up your content pipeline. When you go to develop a game or you're excited about developing a game, you want to start working on the game. So what we've done is we've created a framework and set of APIs that allow you to focus on writing that game. It's all built around C# and .NET, Visual Studio. We have solutions that we'll talk more about for content processing. And then another key takeaway is really the XNA framework isn't meant to be an engine solution. It's really designed as a framework that you can build on top of. And there are lots of third-party engine solutions available on top of the XNA framework today. Taking a look specifically at XNA Game Studio 4.0, there are several new features that we're offering. First and foremost, which you're already familiar with today, is the ability to develop for Windows Phone 7 series and adding that as a platform. We've also gone in and greatly simplified our graphics APIs for both 2D and 3D content. We have this concept of configurable effects, which we'll talk more about in this session, as well as the session that follows, where we'll dive really deep into 3D and high-performance gaming on the device. We're integrated into the latest version of Visual Studio, so 2010. And then we also have this concept of enhanced audio support. So one of the key pieces of feedback we've gotten from customers since version 1 is that they wanted the ability to generate sounds in memory, play those back, and serialize that to disk. So that was one of the things that we added. So moving to that first key pillar of powerful, really, We're a managed code platform for game development. And specifically for Windows Phone 7 series, it is built exclusively on the .NET platform. And that means that you're not allowed to use unsafe code. And it's also good to keep in mind that XNA Game Studio 4.0 is C# exclusive. That said, if you're not familiar with Game Studio or any of our properties on the Xbox 360 today, it's being used for game development. In fact, we have over 800 titles shipping on the Xbox 360 today that are written purely in C# and managed code. This exists across our properties such as Xbox Live indie games, as well as professional developers that ship their code available on Xbox Live Arcade today. We also, with XNA Game Studio, really addressed performance head-on. And our frameworks were designed for performance from the get-go. So we really take a lot of care in our framework to do things like not create unnecessary garbage while running. We have really efficient transitions to our native code. So one of the things that we've done on Windows Phone 7 series and invested a lot in is we built a completely new Direct 3D stack from the ground up on the phone and designed that with managed code in mind. As I mentioned earlier, we're on Game Studio 4.0, and we originally shipped our first version in 2006. So we actually have 3+ years right now of investment in tuning that and providing kind of additional functionality and performance improvements as we ourselves have learned about running managed code for games. And Microsoft as a whole really is committed to the future of managed code. I know most of you probably in the audience are really familiar with managed code today. When speaking to game developers specifically who haven't used managed code, there's always a performance concern. But we've really set very, you know, good metrics for us to meet on the phone that we really built it with performance in mind. So let's take a look at a quick demo of a game running on the phone. And I think anybody who went to the keynote probably saw this already, but definitely we'll talk a little more about how it's working. So this is a game called The Harvest. And as soon as I hit play there, it'll light up a little more. But this game was really written in XNA Game Studio 4.0 in the course of 3 weeks from start to finish. And it is entirely a 3D game running at native resolution on the device. So you can see as I move here, I can target different spiders. I can walk along. Again, you'll see I can move behind objects because the terrain really is 3D. I'll show the achievement unlocking again because we really believe that is a core gaming experience that we wanted to offer on the phone. But again, this is really meant to be kind of a core experience that gamers will want on the phone. And you can do that all through managedcode.net and XNA Game Studio 4.0. So let's talk a little more about being productive. Certainly when I started writing games in the industry, it was all about assembler. You couldn't possibly be a great game developer unless you wrote everything in assembler. And then suddenly we were introduced to this new language called C. And it was much easier to write. You were quicker at bringing applications to market. But, oh, you know, this doesn't give you as much control as assembler. How's that going to work? And I really think we're kind of at this cusp of a paradigm shift now to where C# is really being used for games, and we're having those same discussions between C++ and C#. Certainly for many of you, you're probably familiar with all the benefits that Visual Studio and .NET have to offer today. But XNA Game Studio 4.0 is fully integrated as a plugin inside Visual Studio. So you benefit from all the things like the high productive and high performance development environment, being able to use features like IntelliSense, and certainly for larger studios, being able to use things like MS Build to automate your builds nightly, which is very common in the game development industry. When we set out to build XNA Game Studio, we didn't just want to simplify code development, we wanted to simplify content usage as well. So we have this concept called the XNA Framework Content Pipeline, which allows you to manage your assets inside Visual Studio. We have this concept of importers, which read common data formats. So the 3D file format that we use the most is called .fbx. And this is an interchange format from Autodesk that is supported in most major 3D applications today. It's designed to be fully extensible. So you have an importer for use at build time and basically kind of an exporter for use at runtime. And you have the ability to build those independently of each other. So if you want to use custom runtime types, you can extend just that portion and rely on the importers that we've already built for common file formats. So even 2D content like PNG or JPEG, that sort of thing. One of the new features of our content projects in Game Studio 4 is they actually sit at the solution level. And what's great about this is now you can have projects for Xbox 360, Windows Phone 7 series, and Windows that all share the exact same content project. Let's talk a little bit about the framework and really being productive through our APIs. So one of the things that you'll be introduced to with XNA Game Studio is this concept of a game loop. And really, our XNA framework game loop is really layered on top of the Silverlight application model on Windows Phone 7 series. And it's going to provide the bulk of the integration that we'll talk about with some of our APIs. So you as a developer can use many of the XNA Game Studio APIs, including those that allow you to access Xbox Live through Silverlight. But we didn't do all the composition or sharing that we wanted to do in this release. So really, there's still a bit of disconnect between the graphics device objects, so being able to push graphics to the screen in XNA Game Studio, and the UI elements concepts from Silverlight. So being able to merge kind of 3D graphics, 2D graphics in Game Studio and the control scheme. So this means that as a developer, depending on your scenario, you still want to make a choice about what the right technology is for you. And some of the decision trees we came up with to provide some guidance there is really Silverlight is great if you're UI control heavy or you're building a lot of experiences around kind of UI interaction. If you leverage vector graphics in XAML, that's certainly one of the key reasons to use Silverlight. They have great rich video support, and certainly Blend is a great tooling solution that exists for Silverlight. For XNA Game Studio, if you plan on using 3D graphics, you have to use the XNA Framework Game Loop in this release. We also recommend using XNA Game Studio if you have a lot of 2D sprite-intensive applications, so if you're drawing a lot of images simultaneously on the screen. Also, there are a lot of developers who just prefer the traditional update-and-draw type frame loop. So Game Studio will give you something that's very familiar. And if you want to leverage that content pipeline, all of our runtime types are designed with graphics in mind. Looking at that XNA framework game loop is it's really meant to give you all the plumbing for you to get started as a game developer. And again, focus on building the game, not all the plumbing that exists. If you're familiar with the XNA framework, the core model that we provided in 4.0 is very consistent with our previous releases. And we've also made changes to yield better power performance on Windows Phone 7 series because we want consumers to have a great experience when playing games. And you can see there's two main functions here. There is the update function for doing your game logic, processing input, playing sounds, and then the draw function, which is really about pushing the content to the screen. We've also translated a lot of existing concepts to Windows Phone 7 series. So, for example, when an incoming call comes in, we flag the same event that we flag on Xbox 360, for example, when you push the guide button and bring up the guide experience, or when a user clicks away from the window on a PC. Looking at graphics, we've really provided an evolution of our immediate mode rendering API in XNA Game Studio 4.0. We've simplified resource and render state management. And there's two new concepts here, this concept of reach and high def, that are profiles that you as a developer can target. And we'll talk more about those towards the end of the presentation. But if you're new to graphics, really what we provide are rendering primitives for both 2D and 3D content. We've also introduced in XNA Game Studio 4.0 this concept of configurable effects. So we don't provide custom effects on Windows Phone 7 series. So this is also known as programmable shaders. But what we've done is we've gone in and provided the set of 5 effects that allow you to still get a lot of great graphics performance from the platform and achieve the visual level of quality that you want to achieve. One of the other key things that we brought from our knowledge on Xbox 360 is this concept of a scaler for handling scale as well as orientation. And this allows you as a developer to write your game targeting an arbitrary back buffer size where it will scale in hardware to the native resolution of the device. For orientation as well as resolution, we translate the touch inputs for you, so you as a developer don't have to worry about that. You can also use the scaler to dramatically improve performance. So, for example, it's something like 800 by 480, you're pushing 60% more pixels to the screen than at 480 by 320. So you have a trade-off that you can make there of getting higher performance for visual crispness on the device. And the real great thing about this is it's all done in hardware, so for you as a developer, it really does come for free. Audio and media is also the other key area where we invested in with XNA Game Studio 4.0. And this is a great API set because you can absolutely use these with Silverlight. And you may want to use them because they provide more advanced features for certain scenarios over kind of the basic Silverlight playback APIs. So for audio capture and playback, it's really designed to be a simple API that allows you to play wave data. But in our APIs, you can easily modify things like the volume, being able to pan that audio, as well as the pitch. So for anybody who attended the keynote or saw where you could modify the pitch of Steve Ballmer talking, that was done through these APIs. You can serialize that captured data to disk, so being able to do a voice recorder type application. And really, we support headsets as well as Bluetooth headsets, but that's all handled at a system level. So you as a developer don't have to worry about what the user has selected. We've also brought over from our experience on Zune our media integration APIs. So you as a developer can enumerate the songs, albums, playlists on a user's device and initiate playback of that music in the background. We also have similar scenarios for photos. So being able to allow the user to pick a photo from their library, modify that in a fun photo scenario, and being able to save that back out to their photo library. For video playback, we use the standard video player API, and we also have the ability to show or hide the controls, which is a great experience if you're using video for cutscenes. So now that you have kind of a high-level idea of what the XNA framework is, let's quickly build a game. So one of the great things about being productive in XNA Game Studio 4.0 is really the idea that you can think of a fun experience and be able to prototype and iterate on that quickly. So in Visual Studio, I'm going to create just a new Windows Phone game, which you'll see here. I'll just leave it with the default name. And what I want to try is really building an application that allows me to use the accelerometer and play around with it. So you can see here, I tend to use code snippets as opposed to typing live on stage, because I don't know if I get really nervous trying to type or what it is, but it just it turns into a debugging demonstration and how to code rather than actually developing a game. So the first thing I'm going to do is add some references to my project for the device. So you'll see here I select devices and device sensors. Actually, let me grab those. And then I'm going to start adding some code to my game. So the first thing I'm going to want to do is add the variables for the accelerometer. So I have the accelerometer sensor as well as the accelerometer reading. And of course, I'm not using those yet, so I'll use the great Visual Studio feature that allows me to add that to my project and have it show up. Then I'm going to need to initialize that accelerometer. So you'll see here, as part of the default project template we have this section where you should initialize all your data for the game. And that's really important, being able to provide all of these places from the get-go that kind of give you guidance on what you should be doing when. So I'll just highlight over that and basically add the hook for reading the accelerometer data and create that event handler. So now I need to go in and basically add that event handler to my project. And you'll see it's just designed to be pretty simplistic. So when the reading of the accelerometer value has changed, I'm going to put that in a variable. So probably want to add those variables. So you'll see, first off, I have a texture 2D object, which is a XNA Game Studio graphics object. And then I have a position and velocity that I'm working with. So now that I've added kind of that holder for a texture 2D, I need to add this content to my game so I can actually use it. So I'll go back here to the Solution Explorer, and you'll see that I have that content project that was created as soon as I created my game. So I'll right-click on this and add an existing item just like I would with a piece of code. I'm going to go to my desktop and select this Windows Phone logo, and you'll see it appear right here in my content project. But now I need to actually get that from when it's built, loaded up in my game. So using the same project template that I started with, you'll see that we have an area for both loading content as well as unloading content. So I'll take the to-do here, again, highlight over it, and add the lines of code to load the texture into memory, which you can see I'm doing right here, as well as center that logo on screen. Now I'm going to basically do the bulk of my code for this game. And this is all the logic that's going to allow that logo to bounce around the screen as it moves. I kind of figured, you know, if I was going to go to the trouble to show this, like, the logo might just fly off the screen and I can never really get it back. So I really want to try to provide it, you know, to bounce around a little bit and have some fun. So using the update function that we talked about earlier, I'm going to add some game logic. So this is a little bit of code, but you can see, really, I'm just getting the accelerometer reading that I stored and putting that into an X and Y value, and then I'm going to move that on the screen. All the code that you see here is really just to keep that from bouncing off the screen. Finally, I need to draw that sprite that I have in my game to the screen. So the first thing I'm going to do is change the background to white, because that's what my logo was. By default, we show up as cornflower blue. If you search for that online, you'll see a lot of great myths and articles about XNA Game Studio and how we chose that color. It was just a color. So let me add my drawing code for that sprite. So really, you can see from a game development standpoint, this is pretty simple. It was really three lines of code to draw that logo on screen. So I have this object called SpriteBatch, which says, I have a bunch of 2D objects I want to draw to the screen. So start doing that. Then basically I'm passing a draw call for that single logo, and then I'm saying I'm done drawing to the screen, so push that. And that's really how easy it is. So now that I have that running, let's hit F5 here and start building and debugging. So as part of this, it's not only building my code, it's also building the content that I've added. And I'm tethered just over a USB cable to my phone here, which I will switch over to. And it's going to start pushing that game over to the device. I have the ability to set breakpoints, to do debugging while it's running on the device, all of those things. So in a second here, you'll see kind of that same experience of the main start screen flipping away, and my game will start running. So here you can see on the screen the Windows Phone logo, and I'm moving that around just by tilting the device and having it bounce off the screen. So again, it's really meant to be around prototyping and finding out what's fun. If I can build that in a few minutes, think about the things you can do, just being able to play around with the device, having fun with the device, really unlocking great experiences. I mean, all kinds of games we see today use things like touch and accelerometer in really kind of key ways. And we think that that's, you know, one of the things that we really wanted to enable from a development platform standpoint is allow you to explore and have fun with the platform. So as the kind of final key pillar, let's talk a little bit about portability. So through XNA Game Studio, you really have the ability to target three screens. And from its initial inception, we designed the XNA framework to be cross-platform. And really, as a developer, this allows a smaller time investment on your part and the ability to target more sockets. So being able to move your technology seamlessly across these devices. We also provide tooling to help with this in Visual Studio. So you can see I can create a copy of my project for another platform within Visual Studio and use the same code base. As I discussed earlier, we've introduced this concept of XNA framework profiles to XNA Game Studio 4.0. The first one is Reach. And Reach is really designed to let you target the broadest base of technology possible. And this is the one that's compatible with Windows Phone 7 series. Then there's the concept of High Def. And this is really where our platform showcase features are kept in the framework. So you as a developer can say, I want to make sure that my game is compatible with the Xbox 360, compatible with Windows Phone 7 series, and runs on Windows PCs. And you do that by selecting the Reach profile. So let's take a look at how some of that cross-compatibility works real quick. So unfortunately, I don't have my Xbox 360 here with me today. It kind of got packed up after the keynote, but still wanted to show you how this works. So you'll see in Visual Studio 2010, I have one solution that has a Windows version of my game, Xbox 360 version of my game, and Windows Phone 7 series version of my game. So you can see the first three. They are all sharing the same exact content between those. And one of the reasons that that's really cool and good that you can do that is because you have such a nice high resolution screen on Windows Phone 7 series, it's pretty comparable to what you may use on a desktop or even the Xbox 360. So earlier I showed the Harvest running on Windows Phone 7 series. So let me run the Harvest on Windows. So I'm going to build that really quick, and you'll see it start up. It's running at the exact same resolution that I ran it on the phone, and it's the exact same experience. What I've changed is how do I interact with this game So being able to use the mouse instead of touch input, so you can see that I move by actually clicking. I still have all my super moves there. But really, what we're trying to demonstrate with this is it's not necessarily about having the same game run everywhere. What the XNA framework is really designed to do is, again, allow you to be more productive and provide a powerful platform that allows you to take your game experiences and move all of that plumbing across all of these platforms really easily. And that allows you to really start to create these connected experiences across devices and think about the best game experience that you can provide for each platform. So that's a look at the Harvest real quick, running on Windows. So finally, just to start summarizing some of these things and those key messages, again, we have a lot of great games in managed code working today. So many, many developers using XNA Game Studio 4.0. And really, Windows Phone is providing a great platform for game development. We built the platform with game developers in mind. Really, again, being productive. So providing great tooling to make you more productive. And really, again, focus as a game developer on being a game developer. And then, again, just to reiterate that point, targeting more platforms easily, but not necessarily with the same game or that type of experience, but being able to move your technology that you've invested so much in seamlessly across three different platforms. So to start wrapping up and have some time to do Q&A, really, call to action today is get started. I would love to see you creating some awesome games. Everyone in here. I want to see so many games I don't even have time to see them all. You can download the Windows Phone developer tools today from developer.windowsphone.com. That includes, of course, XNA Game Studio 4.0 to get started with. And again, start playing around. The accelerometer demo was an example of that. But see what's fun. See what's interesting to you. Think about the key experiences that you want to enable on a mobile device and what would be fun for customers. Some additional resources for you is we have kind of a peer support system available at forums.xna.com. We have some of the best MVPs around. In fact, one's right over here, Chris. I'll mention him because our MVPs are awesome, but they're really great at helping people get started with XNA Game Studio. We have our team blog as well as our Creators Club website. Sean Hargraves, who will be speaking after me on advanced 3D performance, has a lot of great technical info he's built up over the years. Finally, if you didn't get your question answered today or you thought of something on the plane ride back, feel free to contact me. My blog is right there, and as is my email and Twitter handle. I'll definitely be talking a lot more through my blog, through Twitter, about all the great stuff that we're doing for Windows Phone 7 series, as well as gathering your feedback from these outlets to make sure that we're fixing everything and that we're building the experiences that you want to see. Another key resource that I don't have on there is Charles Petzl just released kind of an early look at his book that basically teaches you development on both Silverlight and XNA Game Studio 4.0, and you can download that for free. So I'll have a link to that on my blog this evening. Okay, there's also a link on developer.windowsphone.com, so you'll be able to find it there. So with that, I'll take some questions, but first off, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. I know we're nearing the end of mix, and there's a lot of great slot machines probably competing for your time. So again, thank you very much. Yeah?
At one of the Silverlight talks, they mentioned that overriding the back button for use in your game, really the only exception is if you want to cancel out of a dialog box. I noticed in your code that you're using it to exit the game, but is it acceptable to use it for going back to a menu? Because it's not really page-based, right, in XNA?
Right. So the back button that you see specifically referenced there is for our cross-platform input API that exists on Windows and Xbox 360. We would give the same recommendation that you not use that the back button be used for returning to the OS and that you not override it. Since it's not page-based, the back button would essentially take you out of the game.
So you can't use it for bringing up like the menu or something and then exiting out of there?
I wouldn't recommend it, personally. I mean, you have that ability, but we really want to drive for consistency on the platform.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. In the back?
Okay, I've got a couple of questions. First of all, you mentioned that the .fbx was the standard 3D format, file format. Are there any free converters out there to go from like OBJ to FBX? Or?
There are. So I don't know off the top of my head the names of any of those, but certainly there are a lot of 3D packages that will let you import OBJs and then re-export out to FBX.
Okay, so the second question is, I've mostly done work in platform application development and mostly OpenGL, some C-sharp DirectX. I'm really impressed with what you've done with XNA Studio. I've got a developer account right now. I was wondering if you could just touch on the differences between the current XNA for the Windows Mobile 6.5 and the new one that's coming out.
So XNA Game Studio 4.0 was our first introduction of game development on Windows Phone. So we actually, our platform didn't allow you to target previous devices like 6.5 or 6.0. So this is something completely new designed from the ground up for Windows Phone 7 series.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
You had mentioned that you can search for audio resources and such and have those and direct those to be played. Can you then mix in game sounds with that so that you've got a you know, user's playlist playing the music and you've got your explosions happening over that?
That's a great question. If anybody didn't hear the question, it was, can you mix in kind of the background music with sounds? And yes, because we treat those as two separate things. So you have the audio that's playing back as a music track and then sound effects that you overlay on top of that.
And can you get any timing information from the music that's playing?
Yes, so you get the current time that is currently playing back on the song, as well as the end time of the song.
Okay, so you mentioned that 2D sprites are better handled by XNA than with Silverlight. So what do I do if I want to feature some 3D or 2D sprites inside my Silverlight application? Is there some kind of a...
So it's not really about 2D necessarily being better on Silverlight. You can absolutely build great games on Silverlight. It's... If you're doing a lot of drawing of a lot of sprites to the screen in kind of a high-performance fashion, you should definitely look at using the XNA framework as an option for that. But that said, there, especially when it comes to 2D, there is no hard and fast rule to say, you know, definitely use XNA, definitely use Silverlight.
So what is the rationale behind... it's difficult for me to figure out, was it quicker with... XNA versus Silverlight?
It really depends on you as a developer and kind of what programming concepts you're familiar with. So if you've programmed more event-driven based applications, Silverlight is much more familiar to you. If you traditionally come from a game development background, something like the XNA framework is going to be something that you're probably much more used to seeing.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Victor Larson from Avanade. You talked a lot about managing which games get published, and I'm not a game developer, but imagine I want to do a heavily branded game, for instance, McDonald's version of Bejeweled. What's your stance on branded games?
So from a Xbox publishing perspective or just a marketplace perspective?
Can I get it published?
So, I mean, that's really up to kind of the business development and or marketplace policies around that. you know, I myself don't make the decision around that, certainly, but certainly there have been branded games that have been available in the Xbox ecosystem today.
Okay. Second question. You talked about importing photos and music into the game experience. Can you import arbitrary photos to populate, for instance, an art gallery from random images from a user's?
So through the XNA framework, you have full access to the base class libraries, which include like HTTP requests, response, that sort of thing. So you could do that over the web, yes.
Oh, but you'd have to specify the links. I mean, can you take like the first five photos from a user's picture folder?
That's a good question, and I don't know the answer to that.
Okay.
That's something I can look into.
Okay, thank you.
You mentioned that with XNA 4.0, a lot of the APIs are actually available through Silverlight now.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
I was wondering, number one, is there a list, documentation somewhere that indicates exactly what APIs are available? And number two, are those APIs available even if you're publishing to the web and not to Windows Phone 7?
So right now that integration exists on Windows Phone 7 series pretty much exclusively. We are working on getting a complete list of namespaces and APIs. And for those of you who may be familiar with XNA Game Studio, where we had kind of two DLLs that existed, you had XNA.framework, XNA.framework.game. You'll see now we have a bunch because we want you to be able to reference those specific namespaces independently without taking a monolithic dependency on the framework.
But can you speak to when those APIs will be available for Silverlight on the web?
We don't have a timeline around that right now. I mean, this is really our first step towards kind of integrating into the larger, better ecosystem. And we really kind of set out to do that first on Windows Phone 7 series, so we just don't have a timeline right now.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, you mentioned that productivity is one of the major pillars for XNA's group. You're on version 4 now. I'm curious, is there a technical reason why Visual Basic is not supported in the XNA environment?
So there is work that we would need to do to get all .NET languages supported. And it's kind of been one of those things where a lot of our customers have used C#. That said, we absolutely want to do this at some point. It's not off our radar, and we're hearing that feedback more and more.
So it's just budget, it's not technical?
We have to do work to make that happen.
Will there be any capability for voice chat within the application? And second question is there any support for spatial type sounds similar to OpenAL?
So the first question was about text chat, and I think that's probably more of a policy type thing. Certainly direct kind of over IP low latency scenarios don't work on the device, but you know, that would really be kind of a marketplace decision that would exist as far as what their policies are. But there's no technical limitation necessarily to that. Okay. And then could you repeat your second question again? Sorry.
Basically, is there anything similar to OpenAL?
For sounds?
Yes.
So right now there's nothing like that. You know, you can do some kind of panning effects and that sort of thing. Having access to the audio stream, you could also do some advanced processing, but there's not a 3D library on the device.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Quick question. If you have a mobile title that you really just want to have on the device and not on the Xbox 360, could you still get, can you, if, cause, still submit to that email address and maybe get achievements for just a mobile title?
Oh, yeah. So I'm sorry, just to clarify that alias WBP Games is exclusively for Windows Phone content.
Okay.
That's the content we're interested in.
So even if it's a simple game, you still want that submission?
Yeah, sure, okay. Definitely. If you think it's compelling for customers and that it can really leverage Xbox Live, we absolutely want to hear about it.
Okay, thanks.
Hi, I saw on one of the slides that you mentioned MS Build integration for your continuous integration server. In previous versions, we've had problems building content, specifically textures. Is that fixed?
I'm not sure specifically what problem you're having, but we can follow up offline and definitely look into that. I don't specifically know what that issue is.
But it's intended to support content projects as well?
Yes, yes.
Great, thanks.
Hey, on the phone platform, how many sound effects can you layer at a time?
Oh, that's a good question. I do not know the answer to that. I want to say that it's on the order of a dozen or so, but I would need to follow up on that.
Okay, and when there's music playing, you said you can get the end time, current time, whatever. Can you get equalizer info?
So we don't have equalizer information available or actual access to that audio data right now.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
I actually have two questions. When talking about accessing the XNA libraries from within Silverlight, I was curious, what about going the other way? Will there be any access to like user controls or anything like that from the Silverlight libraries in XNA?
Right. So you cannot use the controls that are in Silverlight in XNA. And most everything else is what we consider part of the base class libraries and all of that kind of stuff. For example, the accelerometer is part of the base class library, so you can use that, the different sensors, that sort of thing. But controls and the graphics context of XNA and Silverlight don't coexist yet.
And my second question was, will there be any access to the software keyboard on Windows Phone from within XNA games, or will that be something we have to write ourselves?
No, it will be there.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Hi. So we talked a bit about merchandising was one of your bullet points. I'm interested, Microsoft has talked earlier about consumables in video games, and downloadable content is already there today. We talked about the subscription model yesterday and how it wouldn't be available. Maybe if someone wanted to make an MMO, would consumables and downloadable content be a feasible revenue stream?
Right. That's a good question. At launch, we don't have PDLC, so what we call premium downloadable content, but that's something that we're very interested in, and we know that's a very popular merchandising scheme on the platform.
And consumables?
Same thing, yes.
Okay.
So not so much a question, but a comment. For those people that are looking for more information, there are a number of XNA user groups around the country, and I imagine as this stuff's coming out, we're going to be seeing a lot more of them. Right now, there's about five or six scattered around the country. They're definitely worth checking out.
Great.
For everybody that's interested.
Yes. Cool. Thanks.
When you're developing on Windows for the phone, how do you emulate the accelerometer?
So there is no accelerometer in the emulator right now. They're looking at doing some of that. You could certainly capture accelerometer data in a fake fashion or mock some up and play that back. The other kind of thing that I've played with a little is for those of you who went to PDC 2 years ago might have gotten one of the Windows 7 sensor kits. I don't know if anybody's familiar with those, but it's a little piece of hardware that actually plugs into your PC that you can use from the accelerometer. So I've done prototyping with that before.
So how can you get one of those?
That's a great question. I would just search because I think they still do make those available for order.
Thank you.
Sure. All right. Well, again, thank you very much. And Sean Hargraves is up next. Please fill out your speaker eval forms and have a great rest of the day.